大家早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
感谢主的恩典，我们今天可以再一次在这里聚集。
Thanks for Lord's mercy, and we can gathering together.
我们先一起来读几处的圣经。
Let's read some scriptures first.
马可福音，16:15-16.
Mark chapter 16, verse 15 to 16.
我们一起念。
Let's read together.
他又对他们说，你们往普天下去，传福音给万民听。信而受洗的必然得救，不信的必被定罪。第二处是罗马书1:16。
The second scripture is Romans chapter 1 verse 16.
我们一起来。
Let's read together.
我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的，先是犹太人，后是希律里人。最后一处是提摩太后书1:7-8。
The last scripture is Second Timothy, chapter 1, verse 7-8.
我们也起来。因为神赐给我们的不是胆乏的心，乃是刚强能爱谨守的心。你不要以给我们主做见证为耻，也不要以我这为主被囚的为耻，总要按着神的能力与我为福音同受苦难。好，我们接下来学一点祷告。
Let's have some prayer.
神，我们天上的父，我们实在感谢你的恩典。
Dear God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace.
我们今天可以奉着我主耶稣基督的名在这里聚集。
We can gathering under Lord Jesus' name.
我们恭敬地把这段交通的时间仰望在我们主耶稣基督的手中。
We commit the following time into your hand.
求你将这段时间分别出来。
May you separate this time and make it holy.
你借着你的经文来向我们的心说话。
May you speak to our hearts through your words.
让每个在这里的一起蒙你的恩典。
May we all receive your grace.
我们奉主耶稣宝贵的名求。
We pray in Jesus' precious name.
Amen. 上个星期华翔弟兄在这里有跟大家提到一个在George Street 上面传福音的人。
Last Sunday, Brother Jonathan has mentioned a brother who preached gospel on George Street.
我不知道你们还记不记得他的名字。
I'm not sure if you still remember his name.
不记得啊。
Maybe not.
他的名字叫 Frank Jenner.
His name is Frank Jenner.
跟我一样叫 Frank, 但是 surname 不一样。
Yeah, we both have the same name.
但我想他的名字你们记住不记住不重要。
I think it's not that important if you can remember his name or not.
但是我相信大家都还记得他问那些陌生人的问题。
But I think, you do remember the question he asked the strangers.
这个问题他们是叫 Frank Jenner's question.
The question is called Frank Jenner's question.
我想大家都记得，我再重复一次好吗？
I think you still remember it, but I would like to repeat again.
这个弟兄在 George 大街上，
That brother on George Street,
向陌生人讲，
He preached gospel to
他说先生，
Dear sir,
如果你在接下去的24小时之内死掉，
If you die in 24 hours,
你将去哪里度你的永恒？
Where will you go?
是天堂还是地狱？
Go to the heaven or to the hell?
我不知道大家上次听到这个问题的反应是如何。
I'm not sure how did you react when you heard this question last week.
但是按照历史的记载，
but according to the history，
很多人因着他这个问题，
and many people，
因着他这个问题，
because this question，
他们就思想到底我将来会去哪里？
Many people start to think where will they go in the future。
不少人因着他这个问题。
And some of these people
认识了神。
They got the chance to know the Lord。
成为了基督徒。
And became the Christian。
他们肯知道说他们将来地上的日子过去了以后他们会去天堂。
They knew that when they die, they will go to the heaven。
我相信在我们在座的绝大部分弟兄姊妹，
I believe that most of us，
我们都很知道我们将来会去哪里。
We surely believe that where we'll go after we die，
我们将来会去天堂，我们跟主在一起。
We'll go to the heaven and stay with our Lord，
当然我也盼望在座的每一个人，
But also hope that every one of us，
每一个人都能够很确认说我将来会去天堂。
I hope that every one of us have assurance that we will go to meet the Lord in the future。
刚才弟兄有讲了，我们今天好像又是福音哈。
And just like our brother John shared, today's topic is gospel。
我想大家都知道福音是从神来的好消息。
So we all know that the gospel is the good news from the Lord。
是关于神的儿子耶稣基督。
It's about his son Jesus Christ。
我们知道我们世人都犯了罪。
We know that everyone has a sin against the Lord。
亏欠了神的荣耀。
For short of his glory。
那罪的结果是什么呢？
So what's the cause of sin？
是死亡。
It's death。
所以我们人原本都应该死亡后下地狱的。
Originally, without salvation, everyone will go to the hell because we are sin against the Lord。
但是神爱世人。
However, God loved the world。
所以他将他的独生子赐给了我们。
He gave his only begotten son to us。
叫一切信他的。
Everyone who believes in him，
不至灭亡反得永生。
May not perish but may have eternal life。
当耶稣来到地上的时候，
So when Jesus came into the world，
甘愿为世人，
So he was willing to suffer himself，
为世人的罪被钉在十字架上，
To crucify on the cross for，
是他自己愿意的。
He was willing to do that，
是为了拯救我们这些在罪恶过犯的中的人，
In order to save us from the sin。
他的死担当了我们一切的罪恶过犯。
He bare all the cross of sin for us。
他死了后三天以后复活了。
So he rise up after three days after he died。
复活后对他的门徒说。
So he spoke to his disciple。
你们要往普天下去。
He spoke to them, go to all the nation。
传福音给万民听。
To preach the gospel to all creatures。
因为神不愿意一人存人，愿意万人都能得救。
Because the heart of the Lord is willing to everyone to receive his salvation。
圣徒保罗。
Paul。
也因得着神的救恩。
Because he received God's salvation。
就奉神差遣传神的福音。
So he preached the gospel。
不仅他不畏艰险和不顾生命。
And he preached the gospel without any fears, and even he was willing to lose his life for the gospel。
他在刚才读的经文中也鼓励他属灵的儿子提摩太。
So he also encouraged his spiritual son Timothy。
也要传福音。
To preach the gospel。
不要怕苦难。
Do not fear any difficulty。
神的福音不仅让信的人罪得赦免，罪得赦免。
So the gospel is not only to help us to save us from the sin。
也让所有信的人可以得着神的新生命。
But also is the way that we can receive the eternal life from the Lord.
这个生命可以让我们脱离罪恶的捆绑。
So, this great life can help us to escape from the sin.
生命被改变。
Our life can be changed.
我刚才在开始提到那个 Frank 弟兄。
So, when I mentioned Brother Frank,
他在信主之前他在海军中服役。
And he was served, he served in the army before he received the gospel.
Navy.
He served in the Navy before he became a Christian.
他那时候染上了赌博的恶习。
At the time, he was addicted to gambling.
所以生活是一塌糊涂。
So, his life was destroyed.
家庭也是很辛苦，因为他赌博。
Because he, you know, he was in gambling and he has a lot of difficulties in his family.
但是信主以后，他就没有再赌博过，因为这个恶习神把他拿走了。
After he became the Christian, God helped him to escape from the gambling.
因着他的救恩，他的生命的改变。
Because the change of his life.
所以他也开始向人来传讲神的福音。
He started to preach gospel.
希望每一个还没不认识神的人能够得到这个救恩。
He hoped that everyone who has not to know the Lord can receive this salvation.
得着神的新生命。
To receive God's new life.
生命被改变。
So that our lives can be changed.
上次弟兄有提到他在一生中大概有向十万个人。
So, our brother mentioned that in his lifetime, he preached up to, 100,000 people.
他每天有向十个人来问同样的问题。
Every day, he at least asked 10 people of the same question.
我想神在历世历当中感动了很多那些被他拯救的人。
So I think, in the past,Every generation, God, has his people to preach the gospel.
来传他的福音。
To preach his gospel.
我想在座的我们都有碰到过也有经历过。
I think we also met such a people before.
我也碰到过很多人在不同的时间不同的地点来传扬神的福音。
Also met those brothers and sisters to preach God's gospel in different places.
有一次我记得我在火车上的时候。
I remember there was one time when I was on the train.
有一个人年轻人就我那时坐在上面那个层。
I was sitting on the upper level of the train.
那个人跑上来站在楼梯口。
And there was a gentleman came to my level.
大家下午好。
And he said,Good afternoon, everyone.
他说，神差遣主耶稣基督来到地上。
God sent his son, Jesus Christ, into the world.
为所有人的罪钉死在十字架上。
And to be crucified on the cross for everyone's sin.
三天后复活。
Rise up again after 3 days.
让所有相信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
So everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life.
如果你想了解更多的
If you want to know more about the gospel,
你请你到你附近的教会去。
Please go to your local church, go to your local church.
完了他就走了。
After that, he just went away.
那还有一次。
There was another time.
也是在火车上。
It was also on the train.
我记得是在下班的时候
，I remember that was after work.
火车的时候是蛮拥挤的
，so that was very crowded on the train.
有一个人很挤，坐在我边上
，so there was one guy was sitting next to me.
我记得很清楚，他是一个应该是非洲裔的人，
非洲
，yes.
I think he was from South Africa.
我看他好像要跟我讲话。
I felt that he wanted to speak to me.
那 我也就、啊、跟他有聊天。
Then I started to have some,、
没谈几句、啊、原来他是要跟我讲神的福音。
And after a few words, I realized that、he wanted to speak the gospel with me.、
啊、那我们就彼此交谈了我们得救的经历。
So,、we share with each other,、the salvation.、
讲完之后
,after that,、
他跟我讲
,he spoke to me.
他说神感动他
,God,、moved him.
每天要向一个人来传福音。
To preach the gospel,、every day for at least one people.
他说今天是第二天。
Today is the second day.
他说我坐在那里一边祷告一边在挣扎。
He was sitting there and praying and also struggling.、
啊、大家知道哈他第二天哈所以我想他是有点挣扎说我到底要不要讲跟谁讲。
Because that was his second day to preach the gospel, and he was struggling, whether he, whohe needed to speak to.
但是他说感谢主。
He said, praise the Lord.
他说神将一个弟兄拆到我边上。
And praise the Lord, God sent a brother, sitting next to me.
啊来鼓励我。
And encourage me.
啊这是啊另外一次的经历。
This is my another experience.
啊我想我们信主的弟兄姊妹我们都很愿意来传讲神的福音。
I believe that everyone who believes in Lord has a willing heart to share the gospel.
啊，因为我们得了这个救恩，我们觉得非常宝贵。
Because we are very precious this salvation.
啊，我们也盼望每个人都能得着神的这个救恩。
We also hope that everyone can receive this salvation.
啊，我前段时间啊碰到一个姐妹啊，现在不在我们中间聚会。
Couple months ago, and I met a sister.
她说她是怎样信，她告诉我她是怎样信主的。
She told me, how she believed the Lord.
她说当时来澳洲读书，来澳洲读书。
When she came to Australia to study.
她有个同学。
She had a classmate.
啊，他的同学的太太是信主的。
Her classmate's wife was is a believer.
啊，他说这个太太来了澳洲以后就老是盯着他们要传福音。
And her
他的太太
对，他同学的太太。
Her classmate's wife and also encouraged them to believe the Lord.
啊，他说那时候觉得他这个人很讨厌。
At the time, she felt that that person was not friendly.
有一次啊、这个姐妹要到她家里去传福音。
There was one time that sister wanted to go to her place to preach the gospel.
啊，结果她就叫她丈夫去应付那个我们的姐妹。
And she asked her husband to meet that sister.
啊，自己跑到隔壁房间。
And she went to another room.
啊、他说他还告诉我他说他还把耳朵塞起来不要听。
And he closed his ear and she didn't want to hear anything about the gospel.
啊但是感谢主。
Thanks to the Lord.
啊神感动我们那个姐妹她没有放弃。
And God moved our sister and do not, lose her heart.
也一直为她祷告。
And continue pray.
啊她生病的时候也去探望她。
And also went to, meet, to see her.
有一天神也真的是开了我们姐啊现那个我刚才提到的前面那个啊他告诉我他怎样得救经历那个姐妹的心。
Okay, there was one day, God has opened that sister's heart, the one I mentioned, how she received the gospel.
啊所以他也信主了他说原来主是这样真实。
And after that, she believed in the Lord and realized that how realized the God is.
但是我不信的时候，我是真的是很愚昧。
When I was a non-believer, I felt I was foolish.
那我想我们所有信主的人都有一个心愿啊。
I thought we also have a willing heart.
啊，当我们信主的时候，我们真的很盼望我们的亲人啊能够也信主。
When we receive the gospel, we also hope that our family members can know the Lord as well.
啊，因为他们是我们在地上最亲爱的。
Because they are special family members. They have really close relationship with us.
我是在我家庭中第一个信徒的。
I'm the first Christian in my family.
所以每次我回中国的时候都是有机会希望我的家人都能够有机会能够认识主。
So every time when I visit China, I have the opportunity to share the gospel and hope that they can know the Lord.
也感谢主的恩典，我的哥哥嫂嫂也信主了后来。
Thanks to the Lord, my brother and also his wife, received the Lord as their personal savior.
但是呢，我的父母一直没有信主。
However, my parents, did not receive the Lord.
大家知道，有的时候你跟长辈讲这么严肃的问题不是太容易。
It is quite difficult for us to discuss that important topic with our parents.
有的时候你讲讲，可能你就讲不下去了。
Sometimes it's hard for us to continue this topic.
记得很多年前。
I remember many years ago.
有一次我在上班的时候
，I was at work。
突然接到我哥哥的发来的信息。
I suddenly received a message from my brother。
他说我父亲住院病危。
My father was in serious illness。
在医院里急救。
At the emergency in the hospital。
我听到以后。就赶快回家。
When I heard these matches, I quickly booked a ticket and fly back to Shanghai.
在回家的路上，我真的很伤心。
On the way back home, I was I felt really sad.
不是伤心他将要死去。
It's not because I felt that he will pass away soon.
而是因为他还没有。认识主。
It's because he has not received the Lord yet.
我记得那次我那时候住在 Parramatta。
I lived in Parramatta at the time.
所以我赶快回到家，找了一个箱子，把几件衣服扔进去，拖了箱子就往外走。
I quickly went back home and packed the package, packed my clothes and.
因为那时候心里真的是非常急。
And because my heart was burning.
但是当我走过几条马路，我才想起来我还没有签证呢，机票也没有买。
So when I walked up the streets, I realized that I didn't have the visa to go back China, and also I didn't book the ticket yet.
所以走了几步，我又冷静下来，我又回去。
And after a few steps, I quiet down and went home again.
那时候就请弟兄姊妹们为我父亲祷告。
And I called the brothers and sisters and asked them to help prayer for my father.
实在也感谢主的恩典，让我能够顺利的回到上海。
And thanks to the Lord's grace, I went back to Shanghai smoothly.
到了上海以后呢，我就跟在上海的教会弟兄姊妹们也交通。
So when I was in Shanghai, I shared this message with the local brothers and sisters.
在那里聚会的弟兄姊妹们也开始为我父亲来祷告。
And the local brothers and sisters started to pray for my father's for my father.
我记得我那时候每天跪在那里祷告。
I remember at that time, I was kneeling down and praying to the Lord every day.
求神再给他一次机会。
And ask the Lord to give my father one more chance.
能够有机会听到福音。
To hear the gospel and receive the gospel.
我想神，我们所信的神是信实的。
And, our God is trustworthy.
他真的是垂听祷告。
He hear our prayer.
他慢慢从病危中恢复过来。
So my father was recovered from a serious illness.
他有机会让我们能够将完备的福音来传给他。
So he had the chance to receive the gospel.
当然他没有马上就信，因为中国你知道他们受了常年的共产主义教育，很难接受。
So at the time he didn't receive immediately because the education background.
因为对他来说他觉得自己是个党员，所以对他好像能不能接受他有犹豫。
And it's quite hard for him to receive the gospel because he's the member of communist.
但是感谢主的恩典。
And thanks the Lord's grace.
神没有放弃他。
And God didn't give up him.
记得我们神也感动亚扪的爸爸。
And also God moved our sister Angela's father.
我们朱弟兄。
Brother Zhu.
一直为他祷告。
Kept praying for my father.
有时间就去探望他。
When he had time, he visited my father.
终于在他要离开之前。
So just before the time he passed away.
他接受了主。
He received the Lord.
我想神总是给我们机会。
I know that God always gave us the opportunity.
只要我们有一个愿意的心。
When we have a willing heart.
主也允许说你信靠他，你和你的一家都要得救。
Lord promised that if you believe in him, you and your family will be saved.
我想我们中间很多弟兄姊妹可能都还有不幸的家人。
So, I believe that some of the family members of us, still not believe the Lord yet.
但是我们相信神是有怜悯有恩典的神。
So, we believe that our Lord has grace and mercy.
他愿意万人都得救。
He's willing everyone to be saved.
不愿意一人成人。
Not one go into the parish.
如果有的时候你觉得很难跟你家人传福音。
Sometimes you may feel it is very difficult to preach the gospel to your family.
但是其他弟兄姊妹教会可以为他们来祷告。
But our brothers and sisters could support you and pray for your family.
记得在丁弟兄还在这里的时候，他有跟我们讲过一个故事。
I remember there's one time when Brother Dean was still here, he shared a story with us.
他说他那时候在广州聚会。
He was in Guangzhou.
有一个年轻的姐妹信主了。
There was a young sister believed in the Lord.
但是他的父母还没有机会认识主。
However, her parents didn't have the opportunity to know the Lord.
所以他就邀请教会的弟兄们来向他父母讲神的救恩。
So he asked the brother and sister in the church to preach the gospel to her parents.
那时候丁弟兄就跟其他一个弟兄一起到他的家里。
And at the time, Brother Ding visited her parents with another brother.
就将神完备的福音来告诉他的父母。
And preach the gospel to her parents.
当他父母听完说我们如果不信主耶稣 你就要下地狱。当他父母 听完说，如果不信主耶稣，得不到神的救恩，你就要下地狱。
Okay, when her parents heard that if you do not receive the gospel, you will go to the hell.
那个父亲有点生气。
The father was a bit angry.
他说为什么生气呢？
Why he was angry?
他说我女儿是不是也是这样相信的？
Is that my daughter believe the same thing?
当然我们的弟兄回答说，是啊，我们每个信耶稣的人都是这样相信的。
And our brother replied that yes, everyone who believe in the Lord believe that.
那这个父亲说，他竟然这么重要的事情没跟我讲。
And her father replied that that was such important message, she didn't even share that with me.
所以我想，这是我们所相信，这也是我们所相信的事实。
I think this is the fact we believe.
如果你不信神，你将来就是下地狱。
If you do not believe the Lord, the ending for you is go to hell.
这是生跟死，这是很大的区别。
This is different between life and death.
所以我真的盼望我们能够多一点传福音的负担。
So I heard that we have more burden about preaching the gospel.
那接下去我要跟大家分享一下戴德森弟兄的一个经历。
Also I'm going to share an experience of Hassan Taylor.
我记得我在上一次有跟大家介绍过
I remember I share a bit with brother and sister last time.
戴德森弟兄是在18世纪被神兴起来到中国去传教的一个传教士之一。
Hassan Taylor was a brother and brother who in 18th century who went to China to preach the gospel.
他是中国内地会的创办人。
He's the creator of Chinese
England
mission.
他那时候从英国来到中国。
At the time, he went to China from England.
为了向中国人传福音。
To preach the gospel.To Chinese.
为了让中国人能够认识神，得到这个救恩。
In order to let all the Chinese can know God's gospel and receive His salvation.
他到了那里学中国的话。
So he learned Chinese when he was in China.
跟中国人一样，留长辫子。
And also have a long hair like other local Chinese.
穿中国人的衣服。
And also, have the same style of clothes.
他所有这样做的目的只有一个，希望中国人能够得到神的救恩。
He only had one purpose, is to let Chinese can know the Lord's God's salvation.
他一生中在中国50多年。
So he spent over 50 years in China.
最后死在中国。
He died in China.
我要分享的是他去了中国之后再回到英国的一段经历。
I want to share the time when he went to China to preach gospel. After that, he went back to England.
那是在1865年9月份。
That was in September 1865.
当时在苏格兰的伯特。
At the time in Sutherland, a place called Port.
开第三次的苏格兰基督徒灵修大会。
There was a Scotland Christian meeting.
大概有2000人出席。
There were about over 2000 people.
参加的人都是教会的那些负责的或者著名的人士。
And who were in the meeting were leaders in the church.
带着的弟兄托人介绍。
Mr. Hassan Taylor.
托人介绍请大会的主席给他几分钟时间。
Mr. Hassan Taylor requests a few minutes.
希望报告给大家中国的需要。
To hold that report the needs in China.
是中国福音的需要。
The gospel needs in China.
希望能够得到更多的弟兄姊妹大家一起来向中国传福音。
So he hopes that he can receive more support and more brothers and sisters were willing to preach the gospel in China.
当他得到大会主席的允许之后。
So, his request was approved.
他在讲台上向大家追溯了一件在他第二个故乡中国所发生的一件很奇怪的事情。
So he shared an experience he had in China.
当时他说他坐船从上海去宁波。
So at the time, he was on the ship from Shanghai to Ningbo.
同船的有一个中国人名字叫彼得。
There was a Chinese man called Peter.
当船要开到靠近松江的时候。
When the boat was near Songjiang.
他那时候当时在船舱里整理东西。
And he was managing his stuff inside the boat.
他听到外面扑通一声。
He heard a sound and
接下去就有声音喊说有人掉水里去了。
And someone was shouting, there was one person fell into the river.
他马上跳上甲板。
He suddenly jumped onto the deck.
周围一看不见了彼得。
And he looked around, he found that Peter was lost.
他马上把那当时都是帆船啊，他就把帆把它降下来。
And he slowed down the boat.
完了就下水。
And he jumped into the river.
估计这个彼得是掉水里以后给水下什么东西勾住了，所以下去就不见了。
And I think Peter was caught by something under the river, and they can't find him.
那时候正好是退潮，水很急。
So, the river was really,
那么他找了一下找不到，正在很焦急的时候。
At the time, it was emergency.
那好像非常失望的时候，因为好像人不见了，而且他也找了一下也找不到。
And he spent a lot of time and he can't find Peter.
正好抬头看到在边上有一个捕鱼的船。
And he found another boat next to.
那有几个渔夫在那里打鱼。
And he saw some fishermen were there.
那他马上就大声喊。
He shouted them.
请你们赶快来。
Please come and help.
到这里来撒网。
And,
因为有一个人掉在水里快淹死了。
Please come here and get your net down. Because there was one man was lost in the river.
渔夫回答说我们不方便。
And those fishermen said, we don't have time to do that.
那他又跟他们讲说你不要讲不方便赶快来吧。否则来不及了。
And Hassan Taylor spoke to them, please come quickly, otherwise, it will be too late.
那渔夫回复他说，我们捕鱼很忙。
Those fishermen replied to him, we were very busy.
那么他又跟渔夫讲，他说，请你们不要只管打鱼，请马上来吧，我付给你们一天的工资。
And Mr. Hassan Taylor spoke to the fisherman, please come quickly, I will pay pay your wages.
那渔夫问他说，你给我们多少钱呢？
And the fisherman asked him how much you will give to us.
那带着人就说，我给你们五块钱，你们赶快过来吧。
And brother Hassan Taylor said, I will give you $5. Please come now.
那渔夫的回答说，五块钱太少了。
The fisherman said, $5 are nothing.
我们要30块。
We want $30.
那弟兄说，我三十块，我没有三十块，那这样好不好？我把我所有的都给你们。
And our brother said, I don't have $30, but I was willing to give you everything I have.
那渔夫说，那你告诉我你有多少钱呢？
And those fishermen asked him, how much do you have?
他说，我大概有14-15块钱。
And brother Hassan said, replied that I probably have about $14 to $15.
渔夫这样听了以后呢，他就把船摇过来。
And when the fishermen heard that, and they quickly went to
那么来了以后呢，他们就是撒网，一网打下去。
So when they went to that area, they just get their nets down into the water.
因为他们是打鱼的，很有经验，所以一网下去就把彼得捞上来。
Because they were very experienced fishermen, so when they get their nets down, they can quickly save Peter.
当彼得捞上来的时候，因为他在水里已经蛮久了。
And because Peter was in the water for quite a long time.
他已经没有呼吸。
And he had no breath.
所以那时候带着弟兄马上帮他人工呼吸。
So our brothers help him to get some breath.
但是很可惜。
However, it was too late.
已经是太迟。
Because Peter was in the water for a long time, it was too late to save him.
虽然打捞上来，但是他的生命还是没有。
Although they found him in the water and helped him up onto the boat, but he was in the water too long.
当这个人被捞上来之后，渔夫就在催他给钱。
So when they got Peter onto the boat, the fisherman asked our brother to pay them.
当他讲到这里的时候，
when he talked to that, the point.
台下刚才讲了差不多2000个人。
And there were over 2,000 people.
他们后人听了都非常气愤。
They felt very angry.
他说大家都在想，怎么天底下有这样麻木不仁的人？
Why there are such fishermen in the world?
那么自私的人呢？
Why they were so selfish?
他们真的是非常生气。
And those people were very angry.
我想我们正常的人听了都会觉得很生气。
I think, if we heard that, I think we will have the same reaction.
带着弟兄继续很诚恳地讲了下面这些话。
Our brother Hassan Taylor continued to share.
他说，难道身体比灵魂重要的多吗？
Is our body more important than the spiritual, than the spirit?
你们肯定会在心里说，这些渔民可以救人的，他们没有救。
Maybe you think that those fishermen could save a person's life, but they didn't.
等于说他们间接把这个人害了。
So they indirectly, murder this person.
但是我们让几万万中国人的生命永远灭亡而不救。
However, if we do not preach the gospel to Chinese, and they will be perished.
这怎么讲呢？
And what do you think about that?
主明明白白地告诉我们。
God truly told us.
你们要往普天下去。
Go to preach the gospel to all the nations.
传福音给万民听。
to preach the gospel to all creatures.
啊，你们做了没有？
Did you do that?
哦，我不知道大家听了这个故事会有怎样反应啊。
I'm not sure how will you react when you heard this story.
啊，我想每个人都会想说，哎，这些渔民真的太差了。
Maybe everyone of us might think that those fishermen were selfish.
因为他举手之劳。
It is then easy for them to say a person like that.
啊，但是他们没有做。
However, they didn't.
啊，但是是为了钱。
And they only do that for money.
但是我们有没有想过？
Did we ever think that?
有那么多灵魂。
There are so many lives.
他们还没有机会听到神的福音。
They do not have the chance to hear the gospel.
他们也是要灭亡的。
They will be perish.
而且是永远的灭亡。
The perish is eternal.
啊，当戴弟兄在大会上给他们分享了之后。
When Brother Hassan Taylor shared this story.
啊，很多当地的弟兄们就受感动。
Many local brothers and sisters were moved.
啊，很多就为他们在中国福音的事工摆上自己的祷告。
So they start to pray the ministry in China.
啊，还有不少弟兄啊，他们一生就作为内地会在中国事工的赞助人。
So, many of them, became the, sponsor for the Inland Ministry.
啊，更有一些他们也受感动，加入了他们宣教士的队伍。
Some of them were moved by the Lord and also, joined the Inland.
啊，他们一起到中国去传福音。
They went to China to preach the gospel.
那我想主拯救我们也是给我们有这样的负担和命令。
I think, this is a commandment from the Lord, and also, we should have the burden to preach the gospel.
啊，我们要往，你们要往普天下去。
To go to the ordination.
传福音给万民听。
To preach the gospel.
那我想感谢主的恩典，我们在这边聚会已经有差不多六个月，超过六个月了。
Thanks Lord's grace, we have been gathering here for over 6 months.
我想我们也很清楚神让我们来到这里就是要传他的福音。
We know that, we gathering here is to preach the gospel.
希望能够让更多的人能够来认识神的救恩。
So we hope that there are more people can know God's salvation.
好让他们被拯救。
So they can be saved.
不至灭亡，能够得到永生。
Do not perish, but may have eternal life.
跟我们已经蒙恩的人一样。
And same as us who are saved by grace.
我盼望刚才分享的这个戴弟兄的那个经历和他的故事。
I hope that these little stories and our brother's experience
也能够在这里提醒跟激励我们每个已经信主的。
Could remind and also encourage us.
因为世上还有很多人没有机会得着真的福音。
There's still many people on the earth, not hearing any gospel yet.
我们白白得来的应该白白给出去。
This free gospel we receive, we also need to, give up freely.
神是愿意我们每个人都得救，万人都得救。
God is willing everyone can be saved.
没有一个人成了。
No one goes into perish.
当然我更盼望在座我们中间，如果你今天还没有认识主，
but also hold that if anyone among us has not received the Lord yet,
啊，我很诚恳地告诉你。
I truly to tell you.
啊，在这世上别无拯救。
There is no other name we can be saved.
你只有信耶稣，你才能够得拯救。
The only way we can be saved is to believe in the in Jesus.
啊，如果你没有机会信耶稣，你就上不了天堂。
If you do not have the chance to receive the Lord as your personal savior,
啊，你将来的永恒啊就会在地狱里面。
You do not have the chance to go to the heaven with the Lord, but your ending will be perish.
啊，只要有你有一个愿意的心。
If you have a willing heart,
啊，神，我们的神应许说，你寻求就被你寻见。
Our God promised, if you are seeking, you will be found.
啊，当你叩门的时候，他就会给你开门。
When you knock the door, he will open for you.
啊，只要你有愿意的心。
If you have a willing heart.
啊，因为神爱世人。
Because our Lord loves everyone.
我们祷告。
Let's have some prayer.
主，我们啊，实在谢谢你给我们这样的救恩。
Dear Lord, we thank you the great salvation you gave to us.
你知道不是我们因为做得好。
You know that it's not because we are good.
啊，当我们还在罪恶过犯中。
When we were still in the sin,
你就为我们这些罪人死了。
You already died for us.
好，为了是让我们能够蒙拯救。
In order to save us.
啊，这是你宝贵的生命。
To receive your precious life.
好，让我们不至灭亡，反可以得到永生。
So we may not perish, but may have eternal life.
主，我们是在求你。
Lord, we ask you
拯救我们在座的每个人
to save everyone here.
让我们每个人都能宝贵你这个舍命的大爱。
So we can treasure your great love.
也求你的爱能够激励我们。
May your love can also encourage us.
让我们也能够遵循你的命令。
So we can follow your commandment.
啊，传福音给万民听。
To preach the gospel to all the nations.
好了，更多的人能够得着你宝贵的救恩。
So that there are more people can receive your salvation.
啊，得着永生的生命。
To receive the eternal life.
就我们实在为着你给我们这样大的恩典。我们要将我们的感谢归给你。
Lord, we thank you because of this great salvation.
这样祈求是奉你宝贵的名。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.